The following shiur has been presented by Rabbi Tzvi Frank, halachic writer at the Beis Havad, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
For more information about the center or for halachic services and resources, please call 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
We are holding Maseches Avodah Zarah, Daf Mem, Amud Aleph on top. It actually starts right at the end of Daf Lamed Tes and Beis on bottom. The Gemara is explaining the Mishnah that says Tzir Sheyesh Ba Doga, fish brine, that we find in it a fish. That's Elu Mutarin Ba'achila, that type of fish brine. You can assume that its most of Ba'achila comes from a kosher fish. You don't have to assume that it's non-kosher. So what is this? The Gemara explains the last line of Daf Lamed Tes Amud Beis, Ezu Tzir Sheyesh Ba Doga. What type of tzir that has this doga, that has this fish in it, can we assume that's kosher? Kol shekilbis achas oishtei kilbis shoytetos boi. If one or two of this fish called kilbis is swimming in it, we can assume that it's a kosher fish brine and you're allowed to eat it. So Rashi says, what is this kilbis? Kilbis is some type of non-kosher fish. Rashi and Daf Lamed Hey Amud Beis on the Mishnah says kilbis is a non-kosher fish. Either fish, parasite, worm, insect, sheretz. It's explained differently in a bunch of different places. But Rashi says dag tummy. Rashi Daf Lamed Hey Amud Beis on the Mishnah says kilbis is a dag tummy. Over here, Rashi says kilbis g'deila me'aleho b'tzir dogim tahirim. This non-kosher fish, kilbis, grows by itself in this fish brine of dagim tahirim. V'im yeshom tzir dag tomei, and if it is a non-kosher fish brine, ein kilbis gedele boy, this particular type of non-kosher fish would not thrive in it, would not grow in it. So it's a raya if we find that this kilbis fish is swimming in this barrel or a bucket of fish brine, we can assume that it's kosher fish brine because a kilbis does not grow and does not thrive in non-kosher fish brine. That is what it says here in the Gemara. So this Gemara is subject to a very big controversy in the Poskim, Achronim, and Tshuva Svarim. The Kasha over here is according to Rashi that holds that kilbis is a not-kosher fish, like I explained. Rashi Daf Lamed Hey Amud Beis holds that kilbis is a non-kosher fish. Rabbeinu Hananel here on our Amud holds it is a kosher fish. But the way Rashi explains it, Daf Lamed Hey Amud Beis, kilbis is a non-kosher fish. So the Achronim ask, if we have a non-kosher fish that's been swimming around in this barrel of fish brine, of tzir, doga, so we have a concept, a principle of kavush kemevushal. If something soaks for 24 hours in water or liquid, it's mevushal, it's like you cook it in it. So if we have a non-kosher fish that's swimming around in this fish brine, how can we say that you can eat it because it's a simen that it's kosher fish brine? The very fact that a non-kosher fish is soaking in this fish brine will render it not kosher. And we can assume that even if there isn't shishim keneged this dag tomei, it will still be kosher because the Gemara doesn't say that it has to be dafke, a huge barrel with one little fish in it. It's mashmir even if it's a little container. Little container of tzir dogim, tzir sheyesh ba doga, is mutter if this kilbis is floating in it. So what's with the concept of kovish kemevushal? If a non-kosher fish is soaking in a kosher liquid for 24 hours, we can assume that we have to name on that there's blias in this thing of the non-kosher fish, and it's treif. And it's treif. What's more, that if it's a dobre meliach, if it's a salty brine, then it doesn't even have to be 24 hours. The Shulchan Aruch in Yerideya holds that a salty brine, a kedei klipa could even be immediately, a bliya of a kedei klipa goes in. And it's a much shorter, as mliach kereseach, much shorter span than 24 hours. You already say kavush kimavoshel if it's a salty or sharp liquid. So over here again, it just makes it even stronger. If this kilbis is floating and swimming in this bucket or container of tzir dago for 24 hours or even less, if it's a salty solution, how can we say the whole thing is kosher? You're right, it may be from a kosher fish, but the non-kosher kilbis will cause that whole entire tzir to be not kosher. That's the kasha of the achrayim. So the tshuva is Gur Aryeh Yehuda, Simtadiches, is mechiyach from here, proves from here, a concept of Bal Chai Einai Maflet. If something is alive, it does not give off blias. You can soak it for 24 hours. If it's alive, it will not lose any of its time and will not give any of its time in the solution soaking it. That is his chiddush. And this chiddush of Dover Chai, Einei Maflet, is subject to a discussion in the Tshuvas Svarim in the past 250 years. Big controversy, big machlokes this. But it does answer a question. Now, we find sometimes someone can, by mistake, burn himself in a pot of hot water or pot of hot soup. His fingers, a hand gets stuck in it. Or if a hot spoon just came out of a pot, it could burn someone's skin by mistake. And we never hear in the Paiskim talking about Basar Adam, the flesh of a human being, is also to eat. The Rambam holds it's an Issa Asay, that's how we paskin. The Ritva holds it's an Issa Loisasay. Other holds it's a Durabanan. But it's certainly also to eat Basar Adam. So why don't we say that if someone by mistake burns himself in a pot of hot water or hot liquid or any hot dish on the fire and he burns his hand in it, why don't we find any Paiskim discussing, wait, we have a blia of Basar Adam in this pot? Similarly, if we just said that a Dovre Maliach, a salty solution, Kovish Kimavoshul could occur immediately or at least in a short amount of time. Anytime someone uses his hands and sticks his finger in a pickle jar to take a pickle out of a pickle jar, and his finger is sitting there in that salty solution for a couple of seconds, why don't we find this din of Kovish Kimavoshul immediately in a Dovre Maliach, a Maliach Kereseach, and you have Belias of Basa Adam in your pickle jar? Why don't we find something like this in the Paiskim? We don't. And the answer to this, says the Gur Aryeh Yehuda, is because if someone is alive, his basar will not transmit any belias, not into the pickle jar, not into the hot soup, and we don't find the Dovre Chai's maflet. That's the Gur Aryeh Yehuda's chiddush. And he learns it from here, from our sugya. So this is a big mevuch, and I'll explain why. There is a tshuva of a chasam sofer in Yeridaya, I believe it's Tadik Dalad, and he brings a story that occurred in Frankfurt. The story he brings to answer a question. So someone asks him a shaila that a mouse fell into a soup pot. It swam around and jumped out. Okay? So the shoyel asked if you could be matzah the soup because it's a Dover Chai. And the mouse didn't give off any blias, any blias of the sheretz. And Chasam Sofer says, no, we don't find that a Dover Chai is not maflit. Who said such a chiddush? The Adirabe, he brings this following story. Then in Frankfurt, there was a Rav, a Goyen Echad. He doesn't mention him by name. And the story that happened there was a chicken was flying around someone's kitchen, and by mistake, I guess, it fell into a pot of boiling hot butter. The chicken falls into this pot of boiling hot water and dies. Boiling hot butter and dies. So they go to the Rav of the Stadt, Frankfurt, and ask, "No, what do we do? What can we do with this pot of hot butter?" He says, "You can't do anything with it. You can't even sell it to a guy. Spill it out." Basa b'chalav, what do you mean? So they came back to him. He said, "One second, we're talking about a chicken. Basa b'chalav, that we say it's It's Osir Bahanoah. That's only with Bosir Bokar, with a meat, not chicken. Chicken is only Derabanan. Meat is Deraisa. So Derabanan de Gabasa Bechalov, chicken and Cholov, Oif and Cholov, is Mutar Bahanoah. Why can we not sell it to a goy? That was the kasha they had to this Rav in Frankfurt. And the Rav in Frankfurt answered and said, I didn't say it's also because of Basar B'chalav. It's also for another reason. Because the chicken, when the chicken fell in, it fell in alive. So now you have Blias of Avram and Achai in the Kedera. And Avram and Achai is also to a Ben Noyach too. So at Lifnei Iver, you're now let us sell this Kedera, even to Ben Noyach. That's why a Paskin, you have to spill it out. And the Chassam Sofer says it was Nicker, that wasn't the Rav's original reasoning. The Rav apparently made a toys in Cheshbin, but Menashemayim, we gave him this answer to save himself, that there's an Abram and a Chai problem. So anyway, the Chassam Sofer says that we see from here that Abram and a Chai, even though the chicken was alive, it could give off blias. Not like this Chuvas Gur Ayyehuda's Raya from our Sukkot. There is a Sefer Yad Elazar from Elazar Horowitz, who was a enekel of the Hafla, the Rebbe of the Chassam Sefer. And people asked him a shayla about this Chuvas Chassam Sefer, and before he answers that shayla, he says, you should know that this story happened with my grandfather, the Hafla. And this was his first shayla as a young Rav in Frankfurt that was posted to him. That was positive to him. It was his first shayla, and this is what he answered. This happened with the Hafla. This is what the Sefer Yad Elazar says. So good, so now we have already a machlokes achronim between the Chassam Sofer and the Zohar Yehuda. If a Dover Chai is maflit, we find a Gemara in Gittin. Benatei de Rav Nachman, daf mem hei, the daughters of Rav Nachman were mixed kederis with their hands, hot pots of food. They used to mix it with their hands. And everyone thought that they were grosser tzedekos, tzedkaniyos, that the ash isn't shaylit on them. So some people ask a shayla, what's with this shayla? What's with the good and the chanami? They're big tzedkaniyos, and they didn't get burned. But what's with Basar Adam? There's blias of Basar Adam now in these pots that they mix with their own hands. Abul Khayr, you could be matchin. If the Eish isn't shaylet, then the Eish didn't take any blias out either. You need heat to remove blias. Good. But it is addressed in Achroinim. The Sefer Chuvit Pri Yitzchak, Itzler Petterberger, he has a tshuva about this in Chelik Aleph, Simchav Aleph, and Chelik Beis also, Simchav Dalet. His shayla there was a fish. Someone had a live fish, and he passed over a kedera of basar, of meat, pot cooking meat, and the fish slipped from his hands and went into this pot of meat. And they quickly removed this fish, and it was still being mafacheses, it was still jumping around. So they asked the shayla, are we allowed, is there a problem? So the Pri Yitzchak says, you have to spill out the entire kedera. Why? Because fish and basar is a sakana, and al sakana, you have to throw out the entire thing if there wasn't shishim keneged, which apparently was the case. It wasn't shishim keneged the fish. And even though it's still alive, because it was still being mafarachases, I don't hold that a davar chai is not maflit. I hold davar chai is maflit. This is what the Pri Yitzchak says. So now he has to address now, what do you do with this raya of the Gur Ayyudah from our sugya? Kilbis is soaking in this tzir dogim. Why isn't there a raya from here that a davar chai is not maflit? And Pri Yitzchak addresses and explains why he doesn't think it's a raya. First thing he says he doesn't think it's a raya is because we over here are talking about kovish kimavoshu, and he was talking about Bishul Mamish, as well as the Chassam Sofer. We're talking about Bishul Mamish. The Tarnagoyl fell into a cooking pot of hot butter. And he was talking about a fish fell into a pot of basar. Also, the other case of the Chassam Sofer was a mouse fell into a pot, a cholent, or whatever it is, and jumped out. So he says there's a Noitiv Yehuda that says that not every substance is subject to Kavish Kimavushal. Not everything is Kavish Kimavushal. Because not every substance, the Kvisha, the soaking 24 hours, will be pile on the Chayfetz that it will emit Blias. Certain things yes, certain things not. So therefore he says it's possible that by Dover, we can have a Rai from this Gemara that a Dover Chai Kvisha doesn't work. And you don't say Kavish Kimavushal. Maybe that's what you can say from this Gemara. But you don't have a raya that Dover Chai is never maflit. Maybe with Bishul Mamish, it is maflit. Just like we find by other things, Nadav Yehuda says, something Kavish Kimavushal works, something doesn't work. So therefore he says, all you can have a raya from here is Dafke by a case of Kvisha, Dover Chai is not maflit. But more than that, you don't have a raya. We find a Maram Shik that discusses this Indian also. He makes a similar chilek, but not so much Kavish versus Bishul, but fish. It says fish is a bria that Hashem created to withstand water. I mean, that is how Hashem engineered the fish to thrive in a liquid environment. So perhaps dafke fish, a live fish, won't emit blias, because that's how it's designed. It's designed to withstand water. So Kavish conversion won't work on a fish. But on other substances, maybe Dover Chai will be maflet. He says if that's not the case, they used to go to the fish market, and there were buckets of live fish swimming in water, and they used to choose their fish and take it home. So he said the buckets of these live fish in the fish market contained kosher fish and non-kosher fish in the same bucket, and everyone never had a problem. They asked him, give me the carp. He took the carp, they examined it, it was a kosher fish. And they took it home. So how's it possible? There's a non-kosher fish and kosher fish being covered together in the same bucket for 24 hours or even longer. How are they allowed to eat the kosher fish? He said, this is the reason. Because a fish, certainly, by Dover Chai, by fish, won't have a dinner kosher kimavoshel. That's the Maram Shik. The other chilek that the Pri Yitzchak gives to answer why it's not a raya from our sugya is because Rashi explains over here in Daf Lamed Testament Beis, on the bottom Rashi, and also on the Mishnah Daf Lamed Hamed Beis, he explained that this kilbis fish, this dag tamei of kilbis fish, gedela me aleho b'tzir dogim t'ayrim, it grows from itself in this brine of kosher fish. So there is a concept of a sheretz hamayim, sheretz hayam, that we, a non-kosher fish that doesn't have scales or fins, it's not kosher, you're not allowed to eat it. But there's a definition. We has to qualify to be called a sheretz hayam in order for it to be usher. We paskin, the Shulchan Aruch, some pei dalid, that a sheretz that grows in beiris, in a bur, in a well, let's say, or in a cistern, and it grows there and never leaves that bar or cistern, even if it doesn't have the simone tahara of a dag kosher, doesn't have the kaskesas, doesn't have the fins, and doesn't have the scales, it's going to be kosher, because it doesn't qualify for sheretz hamayim, sheretz hayam. In order for it to be considered sheretz of yam, there needs to be it has to qualify a certain dinam. There needs an exit, and it needs an entrance of water coming in and water going out, and a bar doesn't have that, so it's not considered sherzem, and therefore those shrotzim, the Shulchan Aruch paskins there in Pei Dalet in Yudea, you can go and drink straight from this bar, and you don't have to worry that there may be non-kosher worms or insects in there, because they're not considered sherzem. Therefore, he says, this kilbis, being that it grew in this tzir dag tahar, in this bucket, it doesn't have a din sheretz hayam. This was the heter, or Rebelski and others, Zatzal, was matzer in Brooklyn, when the question of the copepods, they found the copepods in the water of the New York water system. He says that the reason why it would be mutter is because of this concept, that the cisterns, the reservoirs in New York, don't qualify for the dinim of sheretz hamayim because either the exits or the entrance of the naharis that feeds these reservoirs or exit the reservoirs don't qualify for the yen adinim that's enumerated in Siman Peidal here. Therefore, they're mutter. That was the head of the Kogbatz. He said the same thing over here. The Prima Godim, Siman Pei Gimel Yerideya, actually says that's the Pshat Nagamara. The Pshat Nagamara of Kilbis, Gedele Mei Leho Betzir, Dogim Tahirim, the reason why there's no problem with this Kilbis is because it's like it grew up in a bur. It didn't grow up in an ar. Therefore, Dr. Pri Yitzchak, we don't have a raya from our Gemara to this Shaila if a Dover Chai is maflet at all, because even if this is maflet, it's going to be kosher because it's not a true Sheretz Hamayim. And even the Rashi in Daf Lamed Hei says it's a Dag Tomei, it means because it doesn't have fins and scales. But Be'etzim would be kosher to eat the Kilbis itself. That's what Pri Yitzchak says. Therefore, he paskins when the fish goes into that pot. If you're going to see goldfish, and by mistake, the fish falls into your pot, and you take it out, and it's still alive. So you would have thought to feed the Gura Yehuda, it would be mutter. Dover Chai is not maflet. Pri Yitzchak paskins that it's aser. It's aser because Dover Chai is indeed maflet, and we have no raya from this Gemara.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.